Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol nehi abidvaro.
I want to begin tonight's shiur and segue right into the topic of tonight's shiur with an admission of Chatosi Avisi Pashati, or perhaps the more correct one is Taisi. Last night, anyone who was here for the shiur, anyone who heard it on tape, I don't recall any Mincha Mariv shiur that got as much reaction, at least in terms of phone calls and emails that I received, Baruch Hashem alerting me to the fact that the Sefer that I quoted last night towards the end of the Divrei Hespit regarding Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein, Zechona Levracha, he did not write the Sefer, the Seven Noahide Laws. It is written by a Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein. In my edition, at least the hardcover edition, the one that I have does not have any flap. There's no biographical sketch or outline anywhere in the Sefer. And the reason I bought the Sefer years ago is because someone said, Rabbi Fanya, you really like Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein from Gush's Sefer on the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And that's why I went out and got it. And I see that it's all Hashgachas Hashem. And because had I not been told that, I never would have bought the Sefer, because I didn't know that he has a first cousin, Rabbi Dr. Aaron Lichtenstein, a professor at City University of New York, who actually is the true Mechaber of this Sefer and the Seven Noahide Laws. So a lot of people learned to me last night, it is the same name, Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein. And they're both rabbis, and they are both Tamid Chachamim. And it's the first.
Are they both doctors?
This one is a doctor. I don't know Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein. I know he has a PhD. Yeah. He has a PhD. He has a doctorate PhD, as we mentioned, from Harvard University in English literature. And they're both rabbi doctors. So they're both rabbi doctors. They're first cousins. As this one wrote, so Baruch Hashem, we gave him a good plug last night. Baruch Hashem, but Taisi. He's not the Mechaber, but I'm glad that I thought he was the Mechaber, because it's a Geshmaka Sefer, and I certainly recommend anyone who wants to learn about the Seven Noahide Laws. I didn't know the professor at City University in New York. Baruch Hashem, how one always learns. And now I see that however much you try to be Machbet on Omer Dover B'Shem Omro, you see, you can't always be right, but I see that I'm not the first one. Because what a Gevaldik Echidish it is when you read the Gemara in Meseches Megillah, the bottom of Tes Vavam and Aleph, towards the end of the first parak. And the Gemara says, Vayama Rabbi Lozer, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Lozer is quoting Rabbi Chanina. We know, as the Mavo Sharon points out, the difference between an Amar in the Gemara and a Mishum is Amar means he heard it the Mamish from his mouth. Mishum means, I have a Messiah that I heard it in the name of so-and-so. So here Rabbi Lozer says, I have no doubts, not simply I heard it in the name of Rabbi Chanina. And sometimes in Chash, you might have Trey Tanai, Ali, but the Rameir, they heard different things. I heard it from his mouth. Amar Rabbi Lozer. And in the Gilyon, in the Mesoros Hashasim, so Rabbi Shaya Pick points out in the Gilyon on the Gemara, where else do we find this Chazal? And Ovis Perak Vav, Mishnah Vav, similar ideas in Ida Yetesem and Beis, in Chulun Kabdal and Beis, we find it also in Perak Nun, Perak Yolazar, and Tana Develio Zuta, and Perak Yetzayim. Let's take a look at Avos and Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Here we are discussing the Memches Kenyanei Torah, the 48 ways to acquire wisdom. So we have Baofen Stami, it's written, the whole beginning of the sixth parak starts at Rabbi Meir Omer. But here we have Baofen Stami, the listing of all the 48 ways to acquire Torah, the Memches Kenyanei Torah. As we know, Rabbi Aaron Kohler, Mishnah Savar, Kenyan Kesar Torah, many others for him, talk about every day a Sefer Somer should correspond to one of these Memches Kenyanim. You should work on one specific Kenyan every day of the 49 days of Sefer Somer. 49, 48, that's what Chazor is for, day 49. You got a Chazor all, and then you're ready for Matan Torah. And what's the last one? So what's the last hachonah for Matan Torah? Writes the Mishnah, Ha'omer Dover B'Shem Omro, Ha'lamadata Kol Omer Dover B'Shem Omro, maybe Gola the Yom Shemar V'Tomer Esther LeMelech B'Shem Mordechai. The end of Parak Beis, Miguel says the Parak Beis, the Mishnah, Parak Beis, Pasuk Ha'Beis. I don't understand. If there's one line anywhere in Shas that you're going to mention the Baal HaMemra, it should be Omer Dover B'Shem Omro. And here I read you the Gemara, that it's Elozer who said it over in the name of Chanina, and here I have it in the Mishnah, whoever's doing the talking, you want to say Stam Masnisen here, Rabbi Meir, who was the one in the beginning, said, tell me who's the one who says it. I know you got to figure that out for yourself. If there's one Maimur in Chazal that you would quote Vimbal HaMemra, it should be Omer Dover B'Shem Omro. Now there's a big machlokes, so Avad Yosef talks about it in an old Amat Torah journal, Rav Yitzchak Uzban. Zatzal from Tells discuss it as well. How far back do you have to go? Because sometimes in the Gemara we see that it's a chain of two or three people. Sometimes it goes back. You can have four or five people. Halacha l'maisa. How far do you have to go back? Rav Uzban even suggests that anytime somebody tells you a marmoko that you typically never would have looked at yourself. For example, if somebody says to you a Ramban, so you don't have to say, oh, Reuven Ploni told me over this Ramban, because it's not his Chiddush. He's just telling you a Ramban. He's being Metzayin a marmokom. But Rav Uzban says that it's only if it would be a marmokom that you typically might go in and glance at. If Reuven says, by the way, there's a Tikkuni Zohar and Tikkun Mem Ches that says so and so, and you get up in the Shir and say, everybody, by the way, there's a Tikkuni Zohar, Tikkun Mem Ches, and you're going to convey, oh, it's as if you know all Tikkuni Zohar, that's already a different story. You should be Meyaches, give him the credit that he alerted you. He told you about the Tikkuni Zohar. So in such a case, Avad or Yitzchak Uzban says, you should go ahead. Ami Omer Dover B'Shem Omro. I said, it's Mama Shapella that here we don't have the Bala Memro. And we mentioned the story in the past, a true story. That Rav Mordechai Bennett, the author of the Sefer Magen Avos, he got up at a big Knesia many years ago, and he said over Varti, he was one of the guest speakers at a big Knesia in Europe, and he got up and he said a Dvar Torah. What happened? So Yankala Ploni heard this great Geshmak of art by the Magen Avos, Rav Mordechai Bennett, one of the Gedolei Yisrael, and he went home and he shared the Dvar with his family. And he didn't say, I heard it from a Mordechai Bennett. The next week he met a chaver in shul and he says, you got to hear this Geshmak Avar. And he said it over and he kept saying over the same word until as the months and years go by, you start thinking that, hey, it's my Var, it becomes your Dvar Torah. It becomes your Shtukot Torah. And he kept saying it for years until he mamash thought it was his Chiddush, his Shtukot Torah. So Mordechai Bennett, 25 years went by and there was Nacha Knesia. And Mordechai Bennett got up, he figured 25 years, right? How many people remember? Now, if you're the rugged shover, then you got to be careful. Rav Chana Wasserman went to visit the Rogachev, Basov Chayev. He went to visit Rabbi Yosef Rosen, the Heilige Rogachev, at the end of his life. And Rogachev said, "No, Zogash to Gotaira, tell me over Marts." He told him over to Gotaira. He says, "You are Maaretz." He says, "What do you mean? Why am I not in the Gemara?" He says, "It's a great word, but you came and visited me 25 years ago, and you told me the same Stukotaira. You haven't learned anything new in 25 years. So that's if you have the memory of the Rogachev. But I'll call upon him here, and Mordechai Bennett figured, right? Who's going to, 25 years ago? And he got up and he said the same word. Right, there's certain vertelach that are mekusher to bris milah, to pidgin aben. You gotta have these vertelach in your back pocket. You never know when someone's gonna ask you. I still remember a few years ago when it comes to back to mind, because Baruch Hashem, I have another shom zocher this Friday night. Last Friday night, I had three shom zochers. Friday night before that, I had three shom zochers. There was one time I had four shom zochers. It was three in Farakway, and it was one in Lawrence. I figured I gotta make the three in Farakway, and then I'll make the one in Lawrence. So I said, you know, I got three. I'll tell the Bali Simcha, you know, please don't ask me to speak. I can't say anything. I got to make four shalom zochas tonight after the meal. I went to the first, I said, Rabbi Fana, please just say a few words. I said, okay, no, what can I do? And I said a few words. Then I said, okay, I'll go to the second one. In case they ask me, I'll say the same shtickle. A few of the guys said, Rabbi, where are you going? Oh, another shalom zoch, we'll join you. So I had these guys came to the second one. I saw them, I had to come up with another shtickle. I said, okay, I'll run to the third one. And Rabbi Fana, oh, we'll join you, we'll come with you. I had to come up with another shtickle to us. Every rabbi's got to have at least three or four shtickle chumras milah ready to pull out of his back pocket. And then I said, oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm going to go to the fourth one, and it's going to be over. I'll just knock, and I'll tell them tomorrow morning that I knocked. I'll show them myself. Brochas vavam and aleph. I'll say it's already midnight. I knocked on the door. They open up the door. I said, Rabbi Moyna, great, it's over already. But come in, have a piece of cake. Have one. 45 minutes later, close to 1 o'clock in the morning, they let me go home. So in the end, Baruch Hashem, they didn't ask me to speak. I would have rather spoken a fourth time and gone home 5 minutes later, but there was nobody to speak to. Lamaisa, you gotta have the verlich in your back pocket. So here he had a vart that was makusher to a kinesia. So he got up and he said, "There's Tikkun Torah." And Yaakov Aploni stands up at the kinesia. Can you believe it? And he says, "Rabbi Bennett, you stole my Dvar Torah. That's my Dvar Torah." Because for the last 25 years, he was saying over the Tikkun Torah, and he was never saying it. B'Shem Omro. See, thought of Mordechai Bennett. Now, of course, Mordechai Bennett knew his Tikkun Torah. You want to know what Dallas is? Here he's embarrassed. Can you believe it? He says to the gadol, "You stole my Dvar." Rav Mordechai Bennett says, "Say the Gomer, okay, it's Yushta Kotaira," and he sat down with Zil. Halios Menalovan Veinan Oven. That's a Godol. That was Mordechai Benet. And he sat down quietly. Now, a person, imagine he gets up to Shemayim and they show him in Shemayim whose vote it really was. You got to be careful. There was a certain Godol that once went to speak. We mentioned Rav Gusman the other day. Yesterday, there was a Godol went to speak to Rav Gusman and he told him over a stickle Tyra. And Rav Gusman listened. And he humbly then said at the end, he says, by the way, he says, it's my shtickle Torah. He says, no. He says, Rebbe, I'll tell you, I just told you. He says, it's my shtickle Torah. Go check your notes. And the Godel went back, and he checked the notes, and he heard this shtickle Torah from Rav Gusman years ago, and he chavved it. And at the end of the day, if you're not marked with every time you say B'Shem Omro, you never know. That's how people ask me, my father, why do you call Mar Makaimus? First of all, it's a good chazar for me. Second of all, sometimes people want to look them up. Third of all, Alma Mashem Umrah, you can bring the Gula. I say to Mar Makaimus, go ahead and bring the Gula. The question is, how in the world is it bringing the Gula? What in the world's going on here? So one way to learn, and Rav Schwab does mention this idea, and Mayan Beis Shoeven is Nimukim on Megillas Esther at the very end of the Sefer. But I saw this idea first in the Ishbitzer. The Ishbitzer, Meya Shiloach and Inyani Yashan Rabba. Under the Rebbeim, Rabbi Tzadik HaKohen, the Heilige Ishbitzer writes in Meya Shiloach, the Gemara says in Yevamos Tani Zayim and Aleph, that's so same Dobamos Bekefer. That anytime you say over the Vart to someone who passed away, they continue speaking, and in the Beis Medrash, then they start speaking those same words. Mamela, if you want to be Ma'or the Schus, you want to mention something Meshem the Gra, say over a Vart of the Gra, then the Gra's going to start saying, oh, the Torah and Shemay Shemayim and Ganeinu Shemayla. And then he's going to say, oh, I want to pay this guy back. Let me daven for the Gula. Maybe Gula Leolam. The more you go ahead and awaken the Divrei Torah of the Niftarim, the more you're going to enable them to be Melitza Yosher by the Kisei Kohen and Ganeinu Shemayla. And now that they're up already in front of the Kisei Kohen saying over the Shtiko Torah that you just were Maskir, they're going to say, oh, Kodesh Bruch, you know, you got to pay him back. You know, let's hurry it up. Let's bring the Gula. That's one way of understanding. Meir Shiloach and Rosh Hashanah. But the Maral says as follows. Where does it come from? This Musak, Ovan Dov Shemom, maybe Geula the Yolam. Moral says that Avatomer Esther LeMelech B'Shem Mordechai, she could have been Miyachis at all to herself. She could have gotten the fame and the glory. What did she do? She said, everyone gets credit if it's their Vart, if it's their Shtickle Torah. Why? Because the Moral says everyone has his or her own Chelik and Torah, the same way the Beis Halevi and Drashas and Rush and Ches and the Ramami Pano and the Summer Mas Mayachik and the Masechal Kenimus Arsecha. Every day in 20 years, Abishur, give me my Chelik and your Torah, because everybody has a Chelik and Torah. No one has the same Chelik and Torah as somebody else. Explains the Maral, if you are Miyaches, this Vart, this Tvar Torah, to Ploni, then you show that I want to bring everything back to the Shoresh. I want to bring everything back to its origin. Amamela Zuk the Maral, only someone who's so makbid, ever meticulous to be Miyaches something to its origin, is going to recognize that if you want to go, stop the Kochi votes and Yodi Yisachayelose. Be Miyaches all the Kochas and all the Yeshuas Achbarak to the Boreola. If you get trained to always be Miyaches the Tvar Torah to the one who originated the idea, the concept of art, you'll get into the habit of what? Who's creating the gula? Who's orchestrating overall events every single second of the day? The Ribbono Shel'Olam. You get used to the miyachay something to the makar, and you recognize the whole tachas of the gula, as Ramban writes. And it's over the Maral is Marach Mekama Duchti, is to get back to the Ascholos Indian, to get back to Bereshis Barlokim, to go back to the beginning of time, to go back to Adam and Chava, Kodem Achait. And Mela, over and Doshe Moro, if I say over the Divrei Torah and I go back to the Shoresh, I highlight and I'm Margish constantly that I want things to go back to the origin. I want them to be traced back to the Shoresh, and the Shoresh is Kodesh Shukhwa, Echad Yochan and Miyuchad. And that's what's going to ultimately bring the Gula. That's the Maral, Omer Shein Omer, maybe Gula the Yom. Just one final aura. Shimon Schwab, and as Bayan Beis Shoeva, he also says, Akati Yishlai Minol and Limon Mekan Yisodze. Dilma Khan is Dami Chaya came. Maybe it happened to me. It happened to me that Esther said over B'Shem Mordechai, how do you know Halamadata that we learned from Atoma Esther Lamelch B'Shem Mordechai? This is maybe Golo. How do you know that? He says, Gavaldi, Gitochin, what's the Rayo? We know the Pasuk says earlier, Beischav, Einesta Magendis Molada, Tami Yasama. Even though, as the Gemara explains in Megillah, Yigimam and Aleph, that Achashverus did all these Tachbulas, all these strategies. He tried to do whatever he could to get her to speak. Reb Zalman Sorotskin writes in Chut Shaches in his commentary on Megillah Esther, Dav Lamed Zayin, he says the greatest miracle of the Purim story was that nobody opened up his or her mouth. Can you believe it, Klaius? So can you believe it? I'm sure there was signs posted all over Shushan Amira. Anyone could tell me. Send out the KJV, KGB can send out the secret. Send out somebody, find out. Tell me Esther's origins. And nobody let out a peep, not one hint escaped their lips. That's a galus. They kept quiet. So here Esther as well, even though Ahasuerus tried, she said, what? I'm not going to reveal. Now, if you're Esther, and now comes a chance, Mordechai just gave you the information, if your whole tachlis now is be the spy, don't say a word about your origin, don't give away any subtle hints, any remotion whatsoever. Why in the world would you go ahead and say over b'shei Mordechai? I understand Achashverosh says, wait a second, Esther, why are you speaking to Mordechai? Why do you know this information? How come my own KGB, my own spies, they don't know this information? Nobody knows the thing about Bigson Viserys except you and Mordechai? No one knows it? You're speaking to Mordechai and you're getting the secrets of Mordechai? It must be that you must be Jewish. There's some connection to Mordechai that you're the only two people in the whole Shushan who are privy to this info. Elowatz up to Schwab Gemaldik. Esther says, I'm going to put it all on the line. Why? Because the goal is not coming from me. The goal is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halamadata, from here you learn that Esther says, even though Ahasuerus is going to get suspicious, and even though I'm going out of my way never to even give over the slightest hint, and this certainly is going to do, but I don't have to worry. Why? Because the right thing is, it must be that I'm a chuyev to go ahead and be over and done with Shem Omer, and that's why I have no choice but to be maskir b'shei Mordechai. I has the gula going to come. I'm sacrificing my identity and my sense of being a spy. Leave it up to Ribono Shalom. Harbe shluch on the makam Eibushter. There's many different ways. Halamata, from here you learn from Esther's sacrifice. It must be that if she did it, it has to be acharat because of Omer dem Shem Omer, maybe gula yolam. That's what ultimately is going to bring the gula. Have a wonderful night. And the Minute Hashem, we will get together for Simchas and for Gula Asida because Mamash Hashir tonight, 8:15 to 9 o'clock in Yoni Tfila, finishing up Bichas HaShachar, back here in the base Medrash, 8:15 to 9. We'll see you then in Minute Hashem.